Hello and welcome to Who Wins Podcast, where each episode we pit pop culture icons against each other in a brutal fight to the death. I am Chris Bolton, with me as always, my partner in podcasting, Mr. Mark Williams.
Hello.
And we are narrowing in on episode 100 and narrowing in on our champion of champions. It's time for the semi-finals. So we have got the winner of quarterfinals 1 and 3 pitting off against the winner of quarterfinals 2 and 4. Is that correct? Yes, yep, that's correct. Like, there's maths involved now. There's lots of numbers. There's been lots of combatants. So, like, I'm struggling. I'm looking forward to next time when it's the final. There's just two that I've got to remember. Like, this. So, for those that haven't been following along, we've been running a tournament to find our champion of champions that we're going to crown next episode on episode 100 or potentially episode 101, depending on how our numbering ended up going. We're not entirely sure ourselves.
So it will be episode 100, but we had an episode 0, which we did as our pilot way back when, fucking 10 years ago.
So it's technically episode 101 that we've recorded. In fact, we've even recorded some that were lost. So it's technically, but I think we then did release the lost episodes. We're digressing already.
That's not like us.
It's what we're good at call episode 100, where we crown our ultimate champion of champions. But they're going to have to get through some stiff competition first. So the way this boils down is it will be the Joker against Doctor Strange, and then the Flash against Darth Vader. One of these fights is going to be over very, very quickly, I think. Maybe both of them. I don't know. Let's start with Joker and Strange. So, listeners, if you've been following along, we have done things slightly differently through the group stages and through the quarterfinals. But now we're into these, like, the final four, the head-to-heads. These are just like any other battle that we would have on this show. It's just that these guys have had to fight through a lot of other combatants to get here. So our standard rules now apply. There are no guns. It is a fight to the death. No ifs, ands, buts, or maybes. No sidekicks allowed unless they are intrinsically part of the character. That won't be a problem with any of these.
No.
So, standard rules apply. Let's get into it. Joker and Strange. On the surface of this, obviously Strange is massively overpowered compared to the Joker. Because the Joker's got no fucking powers.
This is it. I mean, if you think back to the last two rounds where we've had Strange come through, he's pulled the same fucking move twice. It's like somebody playing a fucking chess tournament and pulling fool's mate twice.
Mm.
And it's got to be his go-to move here as well, because at this point, he's literally just opened up a portal and someone yeeted him into the fucking sun. And that's your move here as well.
That's definitely his move here. It's where the Joker can get out of the way of the portal or see it come in is the thing. It's how quickly Strange does that, as it always is as well. I mean, if he goes for it immediately as this fight opens, that's got to be his go-to. Because I think the problem is here, if this is allowed to go on too long and we get into psychological warfare, the Joker will tie Strange up in knots, because he's arrogant, he's angry, he's like, I know he's mastered the mystic arts and he's able to center himself, but that vain, arrogant, angry young doctor is still in there.
Yeah.
And if you allow the Joker to pick away at that, he will definitely force him into making a mistake. There's no doubt about it. I don't think you can make a single mistake with the Joker, because I think if you take his eye off, if you take your eye off him for a second, he will slit your fucking throat in that second. Yeah. Like, no ifs, ands, or buts.
Yeah.
So I think, Strange has got to try and open that portal immediately. I think the issue is where the Joker gets out of the way. He is quite wiry and he is quite spindly. And
he is. He is still mortal, though. But I think where the Joker's going to have an advantage on previous combatants is that he would have seen this happen twice before.
So he's seen it happen twice before, yes. There's also, it's easy to think of the Joker as just this agent of chaos. And I know I've said this when we've had him fighting before. Like, he is actually quite a capable fighter. And we should also bear in mind that this is somebody who tussles with fucking Batman on the regular. Like, Batman, we're talking here. So Doctor Strange is like, meh. Yeah, he's got powers, but still, like, if you can if you could go toe-to-toe with Batman, there's nothing Doctor Strange is going to do that's going to surprise you. That's what I'm getting at here. If you could go toe-to-toe with unquestionably, like, the most masterful tactician that we could possibly have in this arena, like, if you can go toe-to-toe with him, Strange doing his portal thing is just going to... It's definitely predictable, you know, by comparison. Like, he knows his power set. He's going to know what he's going to do, so... I mean, it's not like he's going to have, you know, he's not going to go the Batman route and have, like, anti-gravity shoes so the portal doesn't work or anything like that. Yeah. He's not that guy.
No.
But he is going to be the guy that's just like, okay, well, I just need to make sure he doesn't open a fucking portal. How do I do that? Chop his fucking hands off, probably.
Well, not even that. As you said, you disarm Strange by being an absolute twat. You belittle what he does. It's, oh, yeah, you used to be a doctor, now you're fucking, you know, now you're a party clown like me.
Yeah,
no, it's you know, now you're doing magic tricks for kids. It's you unnerve and you unsettle and you push him into making those mistakes. The question is, so because of Strange's power set, even if he does get pissed off, even if, you know, if Joker does get inside his head a little bit, he still has those at his disposal, which Joker doesn't. So it's how if at all Joker can avoid letting Strange do anything at all.
I think what it comes down to, which we've had in all the previous Joker fights as well, is that actually Joker doesn't care, is the thing. Is like, if this is a case of like, okay, well, you're going to open a portal and yeet me into the sun, okay, fine, as long as you come with me, it would be the Joker's answer to that. Like, no fucking problem. So, you know, at which point, you know, let's assume then that Strange does open the portal and he's going to yeet him into the sun. It's almost like Joker's move then is to get like a big fucking extendable boxing glove, jack-in-the-box type thing, grab him by the ankle and just pull
him. Drag him with him.
Yeah, at which case Strange is going to have to open another portal. Otherwise, they both burn to death. So, you know, that's...
Well, Strange has got the cape, though, hasn't he?
He has got the cape, but when you're talking about the sun, I don't think...
No, but if you've got Joker trying to grab him to pull him into a portal, if the cape is pulling the other way.
Oh, I've got you. So he's got a bit of, there could be a bit of tug of war.
He's got a bit of resistance, a bit of time, because at that point, if Joker's in the portal trying to pull Strange through, and Strange has been held through the other side, he can close the portal and whip fucking Joker's hand off while yeeting him into the sun.
He could close the portal. But I guess it depends what Joker's caught hold of, isn't it? If he's caught hold of his hand rather than his leg, then he's not going to be able to do that. So, and then there's also, like, is the force of gravity from the portal going to be too much for the cape to counter? Because, like, if you're talking about opening a portal to the sun, like, the pull on that surely has got to be, like...
Well, that's going to rip the entire fucking planet into it, isn't it?
Yeah. So, I'm not sure whether the portal... I think the portal thing can only work if he does it immediately, and if he does it... And catches Joker by surprise.
Yeah, which I don't think he will, because he's so fucking arrogant, he'd want Joker to know what he was doing.
This is the thing.
I want you to know that I'm killing you, and I want you to know this because I'm better than you.
Yes, I'm going to make a show of this. Batman couldn't fucking take you down, but I can. Like, that's absolutely how he would be. You know, he would also be like, well, Batman wouldn't kill you, but I will.
I have no qualms.
Yeah, I do not care about that. And I think that is the beginning, at least, of his undoing. Like, taking that mindset into a fight with the Joker is just a license for pain. It's,
I mean, we've seen that so many times with various iterations of Robin.
Yes,
where they think they can walk in and beat him, and they're told, "No, you fucking can't. Don't be so stupid." No, it's fine. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
and then they get Jason Todd.
Yeah, and then out comes the crowbar. So I think the Joker can nullify that, but I think what it then comes down to is Strange's power set is still, like, he can still, like,
massively.
He can still throw the fucking things as well, like, and Joker, you know, it's how long Joker can dance around him before slitting his throat, and whether he can get that close to slit his throat.
Yeah. I don't think he can, because if you think of, with Strange, you know, with Fatty, he is flinging things around, you know, it's all energy, but he's flinging things at him, so he's attacking from range. Joker needs to get close to kill him.
Oh, I mean, he can squirt acid. He can use a squirty flower, But it's still, yeah, it's not.
Yeah, but again, you've got to be fairly close for that.
You have got to be relatively close, yeah.
No, you ain't doing that from 20 yards, whereas Strange can be flinging things from fucking 100 metres away.
Yeah, it's whether... I mean, Joker's going to be trying to frustrate him as he's dodging these as well. You know, everyone he dodges, he's going to be whipping a quip at him.
He's going to be fucking dancing
and crowing, isn't he? Yeah, yeah, totally. So Strange is going to get increasingly frustrated. It's whether, I mean, what's the opening Joker's looking for is the answer, isn't it? Because guns aren't allowed, right? If guns were allowed, I would give this to Joker because he would wind him up to the point where he's going to get brash and arrogant about it. And then Joker's just going to shoot him. Like, as soon as his guard is down, he'll sidestep one of those things, pull out a gun and shoot him in the fucking head. No two ways about it. He could whip a knife at him. It's whether Strange is, you know, wound up enough and is rash enough to not see the knife coming. Because if he sees it come in, you know, he can portal it away.
You open a portal in front of it and it comes out behind.
That's exactly what I was about to say, and it goes straight through his back. I mean, you could see that working if Strange can retain his composure long enough to think about it. That's the key. And the longer the fight goes on, the less able I think he is to do that.
Yeah, but I mean, you need to look, if you're looking at it from a physical point of view, Joker needs to be close enough to be able to throw it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the time it's going to take him to get close enough, again, I don't think that's going to be a long, drawn-out process. If he gets any, it's going to be fairly quick. Otherwise, the more stuff Strange throws at him, the harder he's going to find to get close enough.
Yes.
So I think however it happens, it's going to be quick because whether it's that ending or whether it's Joker unnerves him, Strange is very easy to rattle.
Yes.
He's very quick to wind up. And as I said, yes, he has learned to Mr. Gart, but and we saw it in Multiverse Madness, there's a version of Strange where you call him a cunt enough times and he turns into a cunt.
Yes.
And it's not that many times you need to do it to wind him up.
No. And I think the danger with it as well is like you need to wind him up enough so that he's rattled. And he doesn't see the knife coming.
But not so much that he's fucking furious.
Not so much that he just blows up the planet because he's pissed off with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a very fine balance. And the trouble is, I don't think the Joker would know where that line is. And if he did, he wouldn't care. So
no, he wouldn't so much dance on it as piss on it.
Yeah, on purpose. Yeah, totally. Yeah. And we can't allow them both to die because somebody's got to go through to the final. So somebody's got to win.
I mean, I think for me, if we're looking at it, if coming sort of slightly back to before we talk about throwing a knife, if he throws a knife, I think for me that's Strange's move is that he opens a small portal enough for the knife to go through and come out the other side behind Joker and stick him in the back. But even if he's not doing that, if he's at range and flinging things at him, that's gonna be so. If he's not pushing Joker back, it's gonna keep him at bay. And again, this is the point where you can have something coming up from behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Be it a portal or something to trap him.
Yes.
And then at that point, once he's immobilized, it's easy enough to then to open something up or to drop him from a great height or whatever you want to do. And at that point, he's at your mercy.
Mm.
So I don't think Joker has got a counter for it.
See, I wonder, and I think I know the answer to this, actually, and it's only just occurred to me as you've been describing it. I think you're probably right, okay? I think probably this ends up going to Strange, but just playing this fight through, if Joker dances around the place and then throws the knife and Strange opens the portal and it's behind Joker, I think he fucking knows. I think the Joker knows he's gonna do that, and I think he dodges back out the way.
there's no way he can do it. And it depends where he opens it. If it's close enough, he's not. By the time he comes through, it's right on him. He's not going to have a chance to move out of the way, is he?
Well, no,
and
but
he's not going to do it from range because it's going to have a chance to tail off.
No, but what I'm saying is I think Joker would anticipate that. Again, this is the underestimation, and it started with Ledger's fucking Joker, but this idea of him as this absolute nutcase agent of chaos. Where it's like, I mean, yes, he is an agent of chaos, but he is not stupid.
No, he's fantastically calculated.
Yes. And like I say, this is where the going toe-to-toe with Batman thing comes into it. He is calculating, and it's almost like, right, throw the knife, move immediately, because you're going to throw the knife, Strange's going to open the portal, but by which time Joker's moved. So the spot that he opened it up in, there is nothing there. The knife just carries on going forward. It would lose momentum before it would reach Strange again, unless the portal kind of kicks it up the arse. I don't know.
But then it's just going to go straight through a portal. It's going to be a fucking loop like a fucking Benny Hill movie, isn't it? Corridor.
Yeah, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. I don't know if it takes Joker out going into the back. I don't know if it does.
Again, this comes back down to what Strange's mindset is, because if Strange has got any sense, then you open it up fucking millimeters behind Joker, so he hasn't got time to move.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is if Joker throws and moves immediately, by the time, like, if he's diving and throws, for instance, or if he, do you know what I mean? If he's on the move as soon as the knife has been loosed, by the time, and assuming he's quick enough to do it, by the time Strange has opened the portal, Joker has moved. So the very most you're going to do is probably catch his shoulder rather than the back of his head, even if it's millimeters, because he's no longer there. He's not in your target spot. And the difference is, I don't think... Whereas if it were Joker fighting Batman, Batman would have planned for this and would have calculated.
He'd know which way he was going
to
dive.
Yes, he would have calculated 2 inches to the right, for instance. That's not Strange. Strange would open it in the spot. So I don't know if the knife does it.
No.
But I think ultimately you're right. I think
if anything, it's going to be bombarding him with something and then either trapping him and then dropping him into something, or dropping from a great height, or bombarding him so he can't come forward, and then opening something behind him that's going to close up effectively. So he forces him into it rather than falling into it. But I think ultimately it's the same move, just vertical rather than horizontal.
Either way, I think the only way Strange can take him out, and I think he will. I do agree. I think the power set is just too great. As soon as we started with Strange in this tournament, we realized that we'd vastly underestimated him. You know, that power set is huge. So I think he definitely wins just on the basis of his power set. But I think he wins by complete overkill, because I think that is the only way you take out just such a magnificent bastard as the Joker. is just complete and utter overkill.
You have to, and it's the same way. If Joker was going to win, it's using a nuke to crack a walnut.
Totally,
it's exactly the same way Joker would win,
and it's the reason Batman has and can never beat him. It's because he's just too much. So I think you're right. I think we give it to Strange by virtue of taking off and nuking a site from orbit, basically. Because I think Joker doesn't have a power set as such. And just has an arsenal of toys and psychological warfare. I don't think it's enough. So I think Strange goes through. Okay. So on to the Flash.
What should have been the final?
I mean, this is the final right here. There's no doubt about it, right? Because whoever wins, Strange loses. Unless we could... I don't even know... how the final might be a 10-second episode, honestly.
It'll be the shortest episode we've ever fucking done.
There will probably be some retrospective involved on the last 100 shows, because these two motherfuckers, cards on the table, before we had Flash in the tournament, because Flash wasn't, it was a nomination on behalf of the Justice League, so we talked that through.
No, when Flash won, Flash was in Arizona because he beat... Sonic.
Did he? Okay. I didn't realize that.
So Flash and Batman were there already because they won individual fights.
Okay, because I thought... Oh, yeah, and Wonder Woman lost hers. That's right.
Yes.
That's right. So who did we put in from Justice League then?
I can't fucking remember.
I'm almost certain that we nominated Flash through from Justice League. Because we already had Batman in, because we had Adam West's Batman.
Yeah, but then we had Flash from whichever episode he was in. Hang on.
Must have been Supes then.
Might have been. Let's have a look. Superheroes.
I mean, this was like 3 episodes ago. God help us if we're doing a retrospective on 100. There are listeners at home now just screaming at us.
Don't you know your own show?
Don't you know your own show? It was this. Move on. No, we don't, is the answer, because we do 4 fucking shows. So
I haven't written it down, so fuck knows.
Okay, well, anyway. What I was getting at is, I hadn't thought about Flash till we started, and then... there was a moment in that battle royale where I was just like, oh fuck, that like this whole thing is pointless because
there was the whole thing of Batman basically firing some sort of nail gun to nail his feet to the floor, and then we realize that's a gun and we don't allow guns.
It was the vibrating bullet. I was like, this Batman's countermeasure. He's got the vibrating projectile. He can take the Flash out. Like, he can absolutely kill the Flash.
He has no way of firing it.
Yeah, this was the argument that we wouldn't allow him to fire it from anything. Yes. So,
and at that point, he's like, oh fuck. Now in about a quarter of a second, Flash had decimated everybody.
Yeah. So until that point, when we started this tournament, I've got to be honest, I was pretty resolute. Like, I was convinced Vader was just curb stomping everyone. And he has done so far.
In my head, it was a Vader-Superman final.
Me too. That's how I saw it going. And incidentally, if it was that... Well, let's save that, because maybe we need some material for next for next episode. So maybe we'll do the also-rans.
Yeah, we'll do a what-if.
Because I absolutely know who would win that fight. So yeah, maybe we will do a what if. Let's see. But for now, we've got Vader and the Flash. So I think we've got to get into some metaphysics here. Because
good luck, everybody.
Yeah. Oh, I love it when we get into into like absolute bollocks pseudoscience that doesn't. I love it. This is the best part of this show. All right, because we get to make things up as we go along, and then you all disagree with us and call us cunts. But whatever. Right. Yeah. This is how I see this.
10 years.
This is how I see this going. So we've got to, and this is crucial to this fight. This is absolutely crucial. We have to decide something. Okay. So the Flash has the Speed Force, right? He has command of the Speed Force. But the Speed Force is one of several kind of cosmic elemental forces within the DC universe. Okay. It's a force. Vader has absolute command of the Force, which connects all living things. And I would argue, you know, but like, yes, they're from differing universes, okay, but ultimately they're commanding this thing from their universe and they're coming together in this conjoined thing. I would argue that Vader probably has an element of command over the Speed Force by nature of being able to harness the Force, because we know that Force users can move preternaturally quickly, not like not Flash level quickly, but they can anticipate and move.
I mean, if you look at Flash manipulates and moves between molecules. That's how he moves so fast and all spreading them. Whereas Vader is in tune with all of the elements as they move.
Yes, exactly. So Vader would feel what Flash is doing.
He can still feel, even if you can't see him, he can feel where he's going.
It is almost, it's the kind of, here's a fucking reference, it's almost the Blind Fury approach, where he's just like, can't see you, but he can absolutely just whip his lightsaber out and just be like, that's where you're going, because I can feel you.
Yeah, and that's not only you that fast. When you're going that fast, you've got to fucking stop. So if my lightsaber is there, you can't stop in time.
But I also think it's not even that, right? I think Vader has command, because, like you say, Flash Speed Force is around Flash manipulating molecules, and this, to be fair, there's a great deal of actual science involved. Okay, with lots of DC comics, right? There's this. It always annoys me when people say that, like, DC is all myths and monsters and magic and Marvel's all based on science. Like, Marvel characters have their roots in science because they're, like, lab explosions and gamma radiations and radioactive spider bites and stuff like that. But the science is all, by and large, fucking invented.
Yeah.
DC science is, like, it's not true to life, but it is.
It's an exaggeration.
Yes. There is always an element of actual scientific thought behind it. It's more grounded, then, is what I'm trying to say, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So if we take that approach, and the Flash is, like, super vibrating molecules, and he's commanding, there is a certain amount of elemental control in there as well, but, like, when he's phasing and stuff like that, he's vibrating his molecules so fast that he can pass through things. Vader can control those molecules. That's the thing. Like, he can literally stop the Flash in place. He could just stop him. Like, before he even gets to run, Vader could just be like, nope, nah, not happening. Just force grip the motherfucker and choke him out. So I think the question for me is whether Flash can move so fast that Vader's not even able to sense him moving, because that's the only way, right? And
that is the only way, but I think given the way, and I'm not as up on the sort of the science of midichlorians as I am on like actual science, and that's not a great deal, to be honest. But I think for the way it's always been sold is it's this, you know, the way it's always sold with the Force, that you're in tune with it, and you're aware of it, and you have the heightened abilities and things like that. But Vader was fucking, you know, he was it, basically. No, effectively.
Vader is the child of the living Force. That's the thing. That's who Anakin is, right? He's a child of the living. He's Jesus. He's Star Wars Jesus.
He's not attuned to it. He is it.
Yeah, he is the Force. He's the living Force.
And I think that's what this comes down to. I don't think that even when he's manipulating molecules and, you know, he's able to use the speed force, I think Flash is moving stuff around at great speed.
Mm.
Whereas, as you said, Vader could just go, actually, no, fucking stop them all moving. He can't pass through it.
Yeah.
And it stops him in his tracks.
And there are like umpteen ways that Vader can do this. He could hold Flash himself. He could erect force barriers. He could put himself in a force bubble. You know, we talk about the Flash can go back in time. Vader can slip into the world between worlds. So there's everything Flash can do, Vader can also do. Now, I think Flash can do some of those things, not better. Not necessarily better, but yeah, differently. And like, he can certainly run faster, I think, than a Force user can run. I'll give him that. But again, it comes down to, it's almost like playing top trumps with this power, isn't it? It's almost like, yes, well, you can run really fast because, like, you can, like, super vibrate the molecules in your body, and you can, like, you know, vibrate through objects, and you can, like, generate enough kinetic energy to run back time. And that's all great, but I can literally control all of that.
I can control the molecules in your body. I mean, I can literally just freeze you to the fucking spot.
I can freeze you to the spot. I could pop your head like a balloon. I can boil your blood. I can choke you. I could do. And even if it gets down to Flash being able to attack, right? Even if he's off the mark so quickly that Vader can't sense him, which I, again, do not think would happen. Like I said, there's the blind fury of it, right? There is the, I can't see you. You're moving super fast, but I know where you're going. Right, and Vader, and let's not forget, you know, we talk about Vader's like quite deliberate movements. We've talked about that with different lights. He's not slow. There's this misconception that he's slow. He's not slow, he's deliberate. Like, he's been slowed because of his injuries, yes, but it's not like he's a cripple or anything like that. His movements are the way they are because he's just so he doesn't have to rush. He's so badass. He does not have to be jumping around like Anakin would, because he's something else now. He's so fucking badass that it's kind of the Batman preempting thing. Like, I know where you're going to be before you do, so my lightsaber will be there. It's as simple as that.
And like, realistically, if you're in Flash's position, you're thinking, right, okay, well, once you've realised that the heavy breathing is not because he's asthmatic, it's just because that's how we fucking breathe.
Mm.
He's not struggling to breathe. He's not out of breath. He's not tired. He's just fucking breathing. The first thought is always going to be, right, go for the life support systems on his chest.
Yes.
Because clearly that's what's keeping him going. But again, Vader's first thought, right, well, if he's going to try and kill me, that's what he's going to go for. Because he's not armed, he's not going to be coming at me with a lightsaber, he's going to go for that. So exactly that. As I feel the molecule's moving, lightsaber straight in front of me, stick it out, and he's going to run into it.
And see, this is the thing. This is how I see Flash attacking if he manages to get in there as well, right? Now, if the lightsaber goes through him, Flash has got speed healing, right? So if he manages to, like, the lightsaber will automatically cauterize the wound. So as long as it doesn't cut him in half or anything like that, or hit a vital organ, as long as he can get off that lightsaber, yes, he can speed heal. But even if he gets in and does the damage and starts pulling like tubes out of the life support and stuff like that, you're still going to give Vader enough time, because he doesn't need a lot of time. He really doesn't, right? And he's not dead yet, because like, it's going to be the slow starvation of oxygen that's going on there.
Yeah, well, we've seen it twice. No, well, a couple of times. We saw it in Rebels when he fought Ahsoka.
Yep.
You saw it in Obi-Wan when he fought Obi-Wan. It's not, you don't break his helmet and inaccuracy his suit and he's dead straight away.
No, he just struggles to breathe a bit more. Time. Yeah. So, and literally, like I say, he's not as quick as the Flash, but he doesn't really have to move. That's the thing. All he actually has to do is move his fingers, really. You know, and that's it. Like, if he wants to force choke him, you know, we've seen, like, Vader's literally, his force choke is just making a fist.
Yeah, I mean, it came in, I think it was the... I want to say it was the Revenge of the Sith novel. Fuck, this is going back many years as I've read this. There's even a suggestion that when Palpatine was sort of grooming Anakin, this whole thing of you don't actually need the gestures and the hand movements to control the Force. It's all to do with your mind.
Well, I've never read that anyway, but I've always thought that, and I was actually just about to say it, but I thought I might be wrong and the Star Wars guys might jump on my dick for it. But I've always kind of thought, particularly with Vader, right, I've always thought it's just a case of I'm fucking showing off, because that's an Anakin thing, right? Yeah. It's not just that, like, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to do it in the most extra way possible because I'm that guy. So I don't have to make a fist and close it, but I'm going to, just so you know I'm doing it. Like,
I think it was very much a Jedi thing as well, because if you look back at Phantom Menace, Qui-Gon did it. Every time he did anything, there was a little sweep of the fingers. Obi-Wan did it a bit. Luke did it because he learned from Obi-Wan, but Anakin never did it.
No.
And then when you get into when he becomes Vader, again, it's, as you say, it's all theatrics.
Totally.
It makes me far more intimidating that, we wiped out the Jedi, and then all of a sudden you see this guy who's fucking 7'6" tall. And he's all in black, and he's really menacing, and he literally just points his finger at you, and you start lifting in the air. Mm. He squeezes his hand together, and your neck snaps.
Yeah,
that's fucking terrifying.
It is,
and that's how you instill fear.
Totally right, and so it works on that level narratively, and that's how I've always thought it is. The truth of it is, it's like that because it needs to scan when you're watching the film,
right?
So, otherwise, like, you've got multiple cuts of like eye to eye or something like that, just so you understand Vader's doing it. But like it does it because it's quick and easy to read, and that's credit to Lucas, right? It's just like it's pantomime, isn't it? But yeah, I've always kind of felt like that, particularly with Anakin and with Vader as well. It's a case of, well, I don't have to do it, but it looks badass, so I'm gonna do it.
It looks fun.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, if you see it happening, fuck all you can do about it. Mm. And you've just got to watch what happens once I do it.
Yeah,
I might flick you off a building. I might throw you in the air. I might snap your neck, or I might choke you. You'll never know.
You'll never know. Yeah, it's the same with like every time Vader sparks a lightsaber as well. He's always got to do it as slowly and deliberately as possible. Like hold it away
and it's
from
his
body.
Down at his side.
Yeah, totally.
And it's
just so that it cuts an imposing figure with a cape blowing out behind him as well. It's just like, this is why I do it this way, because it's extra.
Yeah, I mean, you had it in Fallen Order, didn't you? When you first see Vader in that.
Mm. Yeah,
And that's exactly the same. Is that he's up on high, and the lightsaber just comes out down by his side, and then he just jumps and sort of floats down, and you think, oh fuck, here we go.
Yeah, oh totally.
And at this point, you think, I've got to fight that bitch.
Yeah, like his entrances in spoilers for the Jedi video game series. But yeah, his entrances in both games are just so fucking badass. Like he's also
his entrance in Rogue One as well was phenomenal.
The best Vader moment, right? Just like
we've sort of seen it at the start of New Hope.
Yeah,
but in a completely different way. When he first shows up, and it's all fucking dark, and you get the red, you know, just sort of lights up with the red, and you see people flying around. It's like, oh fucking hell.
Yeah. So yeah, he's the ultimate badass, no doubt about it. He is the ultimate badass, and Flash is god level powerful, as we've said. But so is he, and I think that is the thing that people often forget about Vader, because he's working. For the original trilogy, he's working for the Empire for the Emperor, sorry, when we see him, and he's kind of the Emperor's lapdog. I think there is kind of a misconception amongst people that he's like the lesser power level there. And that's not really the case.
And it's not, and I think that what people forget there is that his power level is that much greater, but it's the manipulation
exactly.
And sort of the extra... And so the time spent and the relationship they built before he turned and all the rest of it. So there's all that baggage that comes with it. If you look at certainly Expanded Universe, I mean, I've not looked at a lot of the novels and the comics. What was the game? I think it was PS3 era. So Force Unleashed?
So Force Unleashed, yeah, I think that would have been PS2, PS3 time.
Yeah, because when he took an apprentice.
Yes, yeah, that's Force
to try and kill the Emperor. And again, you see it in there. You don't see it in the films because the films are very much focused on he is under the Emperor and, the Emperor is ever present, more or less. So you don't get any of that. Whereas when anything you see him where he's off on his own, and as you look at the Expanded Universe, they start talking about the Inquisitors and all this sort of stuff as well. He's a fucking psychopath.
Yeah, totally.
But he's probably the most powerful being in the fucking universe.
Well, I mean, he's
certainly more powerful than Palpatine. He just doesn't know how to use it in the same way.
This is the thing. He is. It's just that his training was never really completed, and he was never able to kind of harness that power. Like, he's supposed to bring balance to the Force. That's the thing. He's supposed to be able to have balanced this power. He wasn't able to because Sheev Palpatine got in his head and kind of twisted stuff around. Now, Palpatine's very, very, very powerful. There is no doubt about that. And I think because Anakin was never allowed to kind of complete his cycle in strategies, and you could, there is definitely an argument where you could put forward that the Palpatine is ultimately more powerful. However, Vader harnesses that power. It's like, do you know what I mean? Like, you've only got to let him cut loose. And we had them fight, you know, as part of this. I stand by our decision. I have no doubt at all that Vader could take the Emperor down in seconds. You know, it comes down to, like, if you think of it as D&D classes, this is the easiest way I can put this into perspective, I think. It's like the Emperor is a wizard, right? He's studied the Force and he's gained power through, like, a certain amount has to be innate in you, but over time and through all of his experiments and things, he's been able to prolong his life and harness the Force to do things that other people haven't been able to do. Whereas Vader's a sorcerer. It's just innate. It's just, he has innate god-level power. He just needs to learn to tap into it.
Just doesn't know how to use it.
Yeah, exactly. But I think for the purposes of fighting someone like the Flash, who's also in that category, where he's just found himself with this power and now it's innate within him, he doesn't have to do anything to harness it or anything like that, it's just there. Yeah. You know, I think that Vader's command over that power is just so vast. Like, he can do anything. It's not just running fast. It is it is slowing. It, like, that's the thing. He could slow the Flash if he wants to. Slowing people is a thing. So he could
Because, again, it just makes all the molecules denser and sort of harder to move.
Yeah, so he could slow him to the point where he's, like, regular speed.
And I think probably the way to look at it, we've sort of kind of talked around this, is that Flash is, as I said, both of them have this innate power. Flash is that he can manipulate these molecules and he can move through space and things. But his power is dependent on him being able to do that. Vader's power is controlling that thing that he needs to manipulate.
That's
so if he can't manipulate it, then he's fucked.
That's the thing. Like, the Speed Force is ultimately an elemental force, and Vader can command all of those elements. So it's, he nullifies everything that makes the Flash powerful.
Yeah.
So ultimately, I think Vader can take the Flash.
I think so, yeah.
And I'm willing to argue the toss over that, listeners. Tell us we're wrong if you want. Because I think unquestionably, if the Flash had met anyone else that was on this lineup, stomp them, seconds. Yeah. But I just think, you know, even down to somebody like Palpatine or even another Jedi, I think they've still got the same kind of power set as Vader.
But it's the difference between being attuned to it and being made of it.
It's the level to which you can harness that power. And I think, you know, even if you don't really know what you're doing and don't understand what you're doing, when your back is up against the wall in the way that it would be here, and you've got that power within you, it just comes out.
Of course it does.
You know, there are a multitude of ways that Vader could win this fight and, you know, completely nullify Flash. Like I said, I think he's smart enough to predict where he's going. He's enough of a warrior to do that. So that works.
Yeah.
I think he could slow him. So that works. I don't think he can run as fast as him, but he can certainly move faster than the average person, so he may have a chance of getting out of the way. I think he can protect himself with a Force bubble. I think he can send a shockwave out with such a radius that the Flash won't be able to get around it.
Yeah, because again, that disturbs all the molecules, doesn't it? So he's not going to be able to manipulate them.
I think he could just yeet Flash up into the air so that he can't run. Like, because if your feet can't touch the ground, you can't run forward. It's as simple as that. You know, you're just stuck. You just yeet him up in the air and throw a lightsaber at him. Game over.
Place and walk up and stab him with it. You know, you don't even need to throw it at him.
Yeah. Or, let's be honest, what he's going to do...
Chop his fucking feet off.
No, he's going to yeet him up in the air. Then he's going to jump. Like, he's going to yeet him just high enough that he can reach him. He's going to jump. He's going to hover there for a minute or two. And then he's just going to slowly cut him in half. Because, again, he's extra as fuck. You know, there's no question about it. It goes to Vader.
Yeah, definitely.
It goes to Vader. For my thoughts on Vader versus Superman, remind me next
episode.
Yeah,
we'll look at that as the what if when the final goes really fucking quickly.
And I think it will.
Yeah, we'll run a few scenarios because we'll need to pad out the episode a bit.
I think it will go quickly because I think we both already know who's going to win the final.
I think so. I mean, we didn't expect Strange to get this far.
I still think Mary Poppins would take Strange personally. I'm still bitter about that. really bitter about that. But yeah, we didn't expect either of them to get this far. But I do think, like I said, when this fight started, regardless of who won here, I think this is the actual final, personally.
This is the one that had most in it. I mean, fictional metaphysics aside, I think, you know, we've done all we can with it. And I'd like to know what people think on that one, because, as I said, the DC nerds will have different opinions. Star Wars nerds and the Marvel lot will get involved just for shits and giggles.
There are intricacies with the DC side of it. I've taken a stance on the Speed Force listeners, because we have to, because we had to get into the physics.
We have to come down somewhere.
I am aware that there are arguments that could be put forward that would have the Speed Force work slightly differently. We're not going to take them, because we have to come down on the side of how it works. And generally what we do there is take an amalgam and get the closest thing to what we get. And I think that's fair. What we've done there is that the Speed Force is an elemental force, but it is reliant on actual physics. So and the second you open the door to that, the force just shuts it down. So yes, I am aware. Okay, so don't come at me with your multiple different versions of the Speed Force and the other elemental forces. Don't, because we know, but we've got to take a rounded view, because otherwise we could just get into that with Vader as well. We could just go like, in an extended universe comic, blah 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 blah. So we've got to.
Yeah, exactly.
We all know in our heart of hearts, we all know that Vader would take out the Flash.
Oh fuck yeah!
We all know it. All right, so. And we all know what's going to happen in the final as well. Unless, look, now's the time, right? If you know the deus ex machina that Doctor Strange has got up his sleeve, that it's going to take Vader out. If you know it, now's the time. Hit us up, because otherwise we'll spend a month trying to think of it. I promise you.
Yeah.
If we can think of a way, like,
can we qualify that? In a month's time, we'll go, oh, fuck, that's tonight. We can think about this.
Yeah, if we can think of a way in 30 seconds before we start recording. No, I will. I promise. I will. I'll be thinking about it, because there's the whole portal argument and stuff like that as well. Again, don't think it'll fly with Vader. But we can try.
And let's be fair, he's already kind of deep fried anyway, so.
Yeah, this is the thing. So, I don't know. But if you know the answer, listeners, if you know what Strange has got that Vader can't counter, hit us up.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah. At this point, we need something.
Yeah. Otherwise, we'll talk it through. And then, maybe we'll dip into what would have happened if Superman had met Vader. Because I think I know the answer to that one, if I'm being perfectly honest.
That in my head.
That's a better fight.
Before we did the first battle royale, that was my final.
Yeah, me too. And that's a better and certainly longer fight, I think, than anything else that we could potentially have had. But here we are. That's the point of this. You know, we've been surprised many, many times over the course of 100 episodes, not just by the Grinch, but by by many, many other fights too. Sometimes they don't turn out the way you think, particularly with the Battle Royale. So here we are. Our final in episode 100 is going to be Doctor Strange versus Darth Vader. So let us know what you think.
Yeah, I mean, as also always, get in touch on Twitter at ddpodcastnet. You can go to our website, ddpodcast.net. We can also get our previous episodes and our other shows as well. Wherever you get your podcasts from, subscribe, leave a message, and we'll get back to you as best we can. Until next time.
See you later.